Recept meningitis LIM from physical medicine, and we have a patient as here, physiatrist. This is the level to our Lempak Heartland Healthcare Center Renovation, Zella, Zella E-House, E-H-A-U-S-E, Zella E-House, 89 years old woman who initially admitted to a hand food Wyandotte, W-Y-A-N-D-O-T-T-E, Wyandotte Hospital on January 14, 2013, with mental changes and tiredness and leg swelling. And after admission, treated for the acute atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular response, and also diagnosed with the TIA, and as well as peripheral vascular disease. After medically stabilized, she was advised to transfer to Lempak Heartland Healthcare Center on January 22, 2013. For extensive rehabilitation program, and past medical history, chronic kidney disease, stage 3, a history of the TIA, CVA, chronic atrial fibrillation, hypertension, congestive heart failure, coronary artery disease, hypercholesterolemia, and social history. She lives alone, however, had supportive daughters, and family history, non-contributory, and persistent needed bills unable to obtain because of the she's not verbalizing. And physical examination, she's alert, follows simple commands intermittently, using a nasal cannula for oxygen treatment. The manual muscle strength test showed generalized weakness throughout about 4 out of 5 muscle strength throughout, but sensory test was deficient because of the fermentation, and both legs is very tender for and swelling with the discoloration noted. Babinski scan was negative, bilaterally. And so conclusion number one, debility with generalized weakness, along with the gait disturbance. Number two, recent acute on a chronic atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular response. Number three, recent TIA. Number four, peripheral vascular disease. Number five, chronic kidney disease, stage three. Number six, hypertension. Number seven, history of the congestive heart failure. Number eight, coronary artery disease. Number nine, hypercholesterolemia. Number ten, history of the TIA and CVA. And condition. As she follows, we try with extensive skills rehabilitation program with physical and occupational therapy to improve muscle strength and mobility, especially ambulation, daily programs. And I will follow this case, and depend on her progress, further recommendation will be followed regarding the rehabilitation program. Thank you very much for this case. I'll let you